We've said this many times, but it remains true. Every person who has died from COVID-19 is more than a statistic. They were our friends, our family members, our partners and spouses, coworkers and neighbors. Every one of them had a story worth telling. Stephanie Wolf from member station WFPL reports on a project in Kentucky to do just that.
When Evelyn Richard met her husband Ray in the 70s, they lived hundreds of miles apart.
He was actually in Walton visiting a friend.
That's Walton, Kentucky, in Boone County, where Evelyn lives.
I saw Ray in the congregation at the church and asked who he was, and then we were introduced.
They went on a date. There was a spark, so they kept in touch.
We didn't have texting, and we would talk to each other on the phone occasionally, but it was long distance, so that was expensive. So we would write letters.
And in 1978, after a few months of correspondence, they got engaged, married the next year. They kept the letters tucked away in shoeboxes for decades. After Ray died from COVID in November, Evelyn pulled out those letters. She spent hours reading them.
It made me feel like he was still here in a way, and also reconfirmed how much we loved each other.
Richard is one of about 50 people who shared their memories on a website called Who We Lost Kentucky. It's a repository of remembrances of people killed by the coronavirus. Each submission is written by a loved one or friend.
What made you want to participate?
Just because so many people still think that it's not serious. I mean, there's some people that even say that it's fake. You know, well, it's not fake because I lost the love of my life.
In her submission, Evelyn writes that she misses her husband every day. Quote, "My heart is forever his."
It seems to me that for those who have not lost someone, they may feel things are back to normal.
That's Who We Lost Kentucky founding director and writer Martha Greenwald.
Every ad on TV is about reunions and about coming out of the pandemic, but for someone who's lost someone to COVID, that reunion's not going to happen.
Greenwald says we're still in this pandemic, despite easing restrictions and vaccines being widely available for people 12 and up. She got the idea for the project during one of Kentucky's COVID briefings last fall. State Public Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack asked people to send him snail mail, sharing how they felt about the pandemic.
Now, email doesn't count because it's too easy, and I don't respond to people on Twitter, so don't even bother with that. But if you want to take the time to make up a note card and send a note card to me, I'll look over those. I'll look over every one of them.
And he called it a writing assignment. And something went off in my head at that moment. I knew there was something more to this than what he was asking for.
Greenwald thought about how COVID changed the grieving process, especially earlier in the pandemic, when people couldn't hold in-person funerals, shivas, memorials. You couldn't be there with your loved one in their final moments. So she wanted to create a place that might offer some comfort to those who are mourning, as well as a place for remembrance. And here's how Who We Lost Kentucky works. You fill out a form on the site to submit a story.
It also has what we call a writing toolkit,
equipped with downloadable PDFs of writing prompts and general tips to help get people going.
I don't edit what comes in.
But she does review submissions. Greenwald wants to make sure everything is appropriate before she hits publish.
I wanted it to be something that the writer could quickly see the results of what they had done and not feel that it was, you know, mediated by someone.
Evelyn Richard is glad she got to be the one to write her husband's story for the site.
Well, it was just important for me to express his unconditional love for me. I wanted to share that.
She's also grateful she kept those letters, her own archive of her husband's affections.
I can't overemphasize, you know, how important it is just to write things down.
Plans are in the works to publish the stories from the Who We Lost Kentucky project as an anthology in the near future. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Wolf in Louisville.